All right, and welcome back to Out of the Woods. We had to jump into a sneaky break there and fade on out of Home on the Range. Sending that one out to Sophia as well. From Skip Gorman this time, from his CD, A Herder's Call, Lonesome Old Time Songs and Tunes on the Range and Ranch. There you go. Connie Dover was helping him out on the harmonies on that one. We had Buffy St. Marie in there as well. That's for Sophia. From her CD, Power in the Blood, we heard K. Sekaitan Oasis, which means I love you, baby. And Ray Davies, brand new at the top of the set, the title track from his new CD, Americana. Cool stuff, yeah. Well, we went from horses to iron horses now. We're switching over and playing a track for you from Coulter Wall, his brand new self-titled release out. This one's simply called Motorcycle on Out of the Woods.
Figure out, buy me a motorcycle, wrap a pretty little frame around a telephone pole, ride her off a mountain like O.R.L.O. Figure out, buy me a motorcycle. Well, I figure I'll walk to the liquor store, Thunderbird, two bottles, maybe three, maybe four, follow my feet down the music road. Pour it on the pavement like you would a tombstone, like you would a tombstone, like you would a tombstone. Pour it on the pavement like you would a tombstone. Way, pop another pill, hop another train. Tell my brothers and my sisters that it's keeping me sane. Figure I'm weary of a feeling this way. Well, I figure I'll buy me a motorcycle, wrap a pretty little frame around a telephone pole, ride her up a mountain like O.R.L.O. Figure out, buy me a motorcycle. Figure out, buy me a motorcycle. Figure out, buy me a motorcycle.
I don't want a pickle. Just run around on the motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. You know, it's been about 12 years now that I've been singing this dumb song. You know, it's amazing that somebody could get away with singing a song this dumb for that long. But you know, hey, you know what's more amazing than that is that somebody could make a living singing a song this dumb. But that's America. You know, I told about everything there was to tell about it. When I wrote it, how come, why, what for? But you know the one thing that I always used to neglect to explain was the significance of the pickle. It was the time I was riding my bike. I was going down a mountain road. I was doing 150 miles an hour. On one side of the mountain road, there was a mountain. And on the other side, there was nothing. It was just a cliff in the air. But I wasn't paying attention, you know, I was just driving down the road. all of a sudden by accident. A string broke off my guitar. It broke, you know, right there, went flying across the road that way, wrapped itself around a yield sign. Well, the sign didn't break, it didn't come out the ground, the string stayed wrapped around it, stayed in the other end of my guitar. I held on to my guitar with one hand. I held on to the bike with the other. I made a sharp turn off the road. Luckily, I didn't go into the mountain. I went over the cliff. I was doing 150 miles an hour sideways and 500 feet down at the same time. Hey, I was looking for the cops. Because, you know, hey, I knew that, you know, it was illegal. I knew that that was it. I knew I didn't have long to live in this world. And in my last remaining seconds in the world, I knew that it was my obligation to write one last farewell song to the world. Took out a piece of paper. I pulled out a pen. And it didn't write. I had to put another ink cartridge in it. I sat back and I thought a while, and then it come to me. It come like a flash, like a vision burnt across the clouds. I just wrote it down. I learned it right away. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Hey, I knew it wasn't the best song I ever wrote. But I didn't have time to change it. But you know, the most amazing thing was that I didn't die. I landed on the top of a police car. And it died. I come into town at a screaming 175 miles an hour, singing my new motorcycle song. I stopped out front of the deli, and out front of the deli was a man eating the most tremendous pickle. A pickle the size of 4 pregnant watermelons. Just a huge monster pickle. He walked up to me, pushed a pickle in my face, and started asking me questions. It was about the same time I noticed a pickle in my face. I noticed a cord hanging from the long end of the pickle, going up his sleeve, down his shirt, into his pants and shoes, out into a briefcase he had near his feet. I knew it wasn't an ordinary pickle, but it was about the same time I noticed a cord hanging out of the pickle that a 4-foot cop arrived with a 5-foot gun. A cop that one time must have been around 6'3", but was met at the bottom of a mountain by a flying, singing, writing weirdo freak. He walked up and with one tremendous hand, he grabbed the pickle away from the other guy. He threw it 100 feet straight up in the air. And while the pickle was halfway between going up and coming down, he took out his gun and put a 3-inch bullet hole right through the long end of the pickle. It started coming back down. He stuck out his foot. He caught the pickle on his big toe. And balancing the pickle on his big toe, he reached his huge hand into his little pocket. Pulled out a 10-foot ticket. He borrowed my pen. He wrote it up. Then he rolled it up and stuffed it in a bullet hole in the middle of the pickle. Took the pickle with the ticket and shoved it down my throat. It was at that very moment that the pickle with the ticket was going down my throat that I knew for sure that I didn't want a pickle. I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a ticket. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle.
When you hit your stride on a Monday night, at a half-empty bar downtown, having nowhere to hide and nothing to lose, sure helps keep your feet on the ground. Ooh, make a fool of me. That's what I live for. That's what I need. A man that dies laughing is a wise man indeed. Won't you please make a fool out of me? I'd come straight out of nowhere to the Hollywood Hills, and surely there was no guarantee that my sleight of hand, so carefully planned, would turn the world's eyes upon me. Ooh, make a fool out of me. That's what I live for, that's what I need. A man that dies laughing is a wise man indeed. Won't you please make a fool out of me? When I might get a real job. And another much louder dead center in my heart that pushed me on from town to town. Ooh, make a fool out of me. That's what I live for, honey, that's what I need. A man that died laughing is a wise man indeed. Won't you please make a fool out of me? Well, I've heard it said that your fate is revealed slowly as you go along. But a magic man's glove, if it's the wrong hard enough, will take on the wings of a dove. That's what I live for, that's what I need. A man that dies laughing is a wise man indeed. Won't you please make a fool out of me? Won't you please make a fool out of me?
They were on my mind. Turned on the TV channel, surfing for a dream. An hour or two went by, and she caught my eye. She was an angel dressed in brown. She turned my whole world upside down. And everything she said went right through my heart and head. Every word she spoke told the story of my soul. Wasn't love at first sight, but I knew I had to try to let her in my heart and show me her little way. Everything she said went right through my heart and head. Every word she spoke told the story of my soul. From heaven I was moved by a shower of love she proved. But it's all a mystery how I came to believe. Everything she said went right through my heart and head. Every word she spoke told the story of my soul.
Twitch for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, nice stuff there. That's from their new one, The Fool's Journey. They'll be with us here in late May, so you want to make sure you tune into that show. Coming all the way out from England. It was called Crazy Dreams. Sort of a different vibe from most of the stuff they do. A little lighter and airier there. But great stuff. Also new, Russ Rentler and his new CD, Escaped the Tide. We heard Story of My Soul. The new one from Alice Howe in there called You've Been Away So Long. We've had Make a Fool Out of Me. Of course, Arlo Guthrie and the great live version of Motorcycle Song, also known as The Significance of the Pickle in this case. And Coulter Wall from his brand new self-titled release. We heard Motorcycle, of course. He mentioned Arlo in there. That's what inspired us. We had to get that on. So there you go. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Thanks for tuning in. We've got to take one more quick break to get the station identification in, so we're going to do that for you right now. We'll be right back after this.